Outspoken 9.2 for Macintosh with MacBraille. Installation Guide and MacBraille Manual. Outspoken User Manual Addendum. See the Outspoken User Manual for information pertaining to license agreement, limited warranties, and notice to federal government customers. Copyright 2002. Macintosh is a registered trademark of Apple Computer Incorporated. The product names mentioned in this documentation are the trademarks or registered trademarks of their manufacturers. Table of Contents. Chapter 1, Introduction. 1.1. What is Outspoken 9.2 for Macintosh with MacBraille? 1.2. Materials included with this package. 1.3. Chapter Summaries. Chapter 2. Installation Guide. 2.1. Before installing Outspoken. 2.2. Installing Outspoken. 2.3. Configuring the Macintosh for use with Outspoken. Chapter 3. Differences between Outspoken 9.2 and previous versions. Chapter 4. Introduction to MacBraille. Chapter 5. MacBraille Functions. 5.1. Front Panel Keys. 5.2. Satellite Keypads. 5.2.1. Macintosh Navigation Keypad. 5.2.2. Speech Keypad. 5.3. Touch Cursors. Chapter 6. Braille Representations. 6.1. Text. 6.2. Graphics. 6.3. Controls. 6.4. Text Styles. 6.5. Mouse Pointer and Insertion Point. 6.6. Braille Table. 6.6.1. Creating and using your own Braille Table. 6.6.2. Removing a user-defined Braille Table. 6.7. Spatial Representation. Chapter 1. Introduction. 1.1. What is Outspoken 9.2 for Macintosh with MacBraille? Outspoken 9.2 is a screen reader designed for a Macintosh running Mac OS 9.2.x. A screen reader is software that permits a blind or visually impaired individual to navigate the graphical user interface of today's modern operating systems and to hear in speech what is on the screen. To navigate, the user enters commands from a standard keyboard, either from the numeric keypad or the main keyboard itself. MacBraille is a built-in component of Outspoken 9.2, which, when active, allows the user to also enter screen reader commands from a refreshable Braille display and to read in Braille what is on the screen. MacBraille automatically becomes active when Outspoken detects the presence of a refreshable Braille display. If no Braille display is detected, Outspoken functions normally. 1.2. Materials included with this package. The following documentation accompanies Outspoken 9.2 for Macintosh with MacBraille. Installation Guide and MacBraille Manual. Print CD Audio Cassette. Contains installation instructions and the MacBraille documentation. Outspoken User Manual. Print CD Audio Cassettes. Contains a complete description of all Outspoken commands and settings. Outspoken Quick Tour. CD Audio Cassette. A document that will help get you started with the most basic Outspoken commands. Outspoken Keypad Diagram, CD. This diagram shows the numeric keypad with the names Outspoken assigns to each of the keys. Two formats, high contrast white text on a black background and high contrast black text on a white background. This is intended for sighted users or trainers. Print it on your printer. It's in PDF format and will not be read by Outspoken. Outspoken Command List, CD, Braille. List of all Outspoken commands entered from either the numeric keypad or the main keyboard. Outspoken Braille Table, CD. The default Braille table used by MacBraille. Read Me First, CD. Read this document first, because it contains the latest information about Outspoken 9.2 and MacBraille that does not appear in the other documentation. It includes such items as system requirements and compatibility information, troubleshooting, how to register your product, and how to be eligible for technical support. 1.3, Chapter Summaries. Chapter 2, Installation Guide, How to Install Outspoken 9.2 for Macintosh, whether or not you intend to use Mac Braille. Chapter 3, Differences between Outspoken 9.2 and previous versions, describes changes to the program. Chapter 4, Introduction to Mac Braille. What is Mac Braille? Chapter 5, Mac Braille Functions, describes the speech and navigation commands that can be issued from the satellite Braille display. Chapter 6, Braille Representations, describes what is shown in Braille on the display. Chapter 2, Installation Guide. This chapter will help you install Outspoken, whether or not you intend to use Mac Braille. Refer to the Read Me First document on the Outspoken CD for the system requirements, compatibility information, and any other changes that may not be included in this manual. 2.1, Before Installing Outspoken. If you plan on using a refreshable Braille display, do not plug it into the USB port on the Macintosh until after you have completed the installation of Outspoken and restarted the computer. We recommend that you disable any antivirus software you may be using during the installation process. Have the Outspoken serial number handy before you start the installation. You will need it to complete the installation. The serial number can be found on the Outspoken CD sleeve in both print and Braille. 2.2, Installing Outspoken. 1. Start/restart the Mac. 2. Close all windows by pressing Command-Option-W. 3. Insert the Outspoken for Macintosh CD into the CD drive. 4. To launch the installer, do one of the following. Either double-click on the Start Installing OSM icon, or press the spacebar to select the Start Installing OSM icon, then press Command-O to launch the installer. 5. Follow the spoken prompts to install and serialize Outspoken and restart the computer. 2.3. Configuring the Macintosh for use with Outspoken. For best results with Outspoken, configure your Mac as follows. 1. While in the Finder, select Preferences from the Edit menu. Uncheck Spring-Loaded Folders. Number 2. Open the Appearance Control panel. Click on the Appearance tab. From the Highlight Color menu, select Other. Click on the CMYK Picker icon. In the Edit boxes, enter 0 for cyan, yellow, and magenta. Enter 100 for black. Click the OK button. From the Variation Color menu, select Black and White. Click on the Options tab. Uncheck Smart Scrolling. 3. Open the Control Strip Control Panel. Click the Hide button. 4. Open the Monitor's Control Panel. Select 256 for the color depth. Select one of the low values for the resolution, such as 640 by 480 or 800 by 600. 5. Open the Speech Control Panel. From the Options pop-up menu, select Talking Alerts. Drag the Delay Before Speaking slider all the way left to 0. 6. It is much easier to read and navigate in Finder windows when they are in a list view. Windows should not be viewed as either buttons or pop-up windows, nor should they be collapsed to just their title bars. Chapter 3, Differences Between Outspoken 9.2 and Previous Versions. For the most part, users of previous versions of Outspoken will have no problem immediately using the current version of Outspoken. There have been a few changes, however. 1. The keyboard command to turn Outspoken off and on is now Control Menu. In other versions, older versions of Outspoken, it was Command Menu. Number 2. When either opening a menu or making your final menu selection, you must use the Outspoken Drag key. In older versions of Outspoken, you could use either the Outspoken Drag or Select keys. You use the Outspoken Select key to open a submenu. 3. Starting with Outspoken 8, you can select the Outspoken voice from the Outspoken voice dialog, Command Spell. You can select any English voice from the Voices menu, with the exception of Agnes, Bruce, and Victoria. These MacIntalk Pro voices should not be used with Outspoken. Many users prefer Junior, Fred, Kathy, or Ralph. To fine-tune a voice to your liking, adjust its pitch, rate, and modulation. 4. Starting with Outspoken 9, you no longer need to identify all the different states and sizes of icons in the Outspoken Graphics Dictionary. For the most part, if an icon is identified once in the dictionary, Outspoken will recognize that icon's alternate states and sizes. Changes in the color depth and resolution may significantly change the icon's appearance so that Outspoken will not recognize it. For this reason, we recommend using a color depth of 256 and a low resolution setting such as 640 by 480 or 800 by 600. 5. Starting with Outspoken 9.2, MacBraille became a built-in component of Outspoken, providing support for the ALVA satellite series of refreshable Braille displays. Chapter 4, Introduction to MacBraille. Outspoken 9.2 for Macintosh with MacBraille is an integrated Braille and speech package that supports the ALVA satellite series of Braille displays. For a complete list of supported models, refer to the README First document on the Outspoken CD. MacBraille displays all window information, including graphics, window controls, text, and attributes on the Braille display. This means that the text on the Braille display is enriched with Braille symbols, brackets, and other indicators in order to distinguish between normal and attributed text and between text that is part of a graphic or window control. When using MacBraille, the Braille display keys can be used to issue a variety of important Macintosh navigation commands and functions. These include the ability to navigate freely within the active window, control focus movement, and activate mouse clicks and drags. Common movement commands include go to top or bottom of window, scroll the window up or down, and go to the text or previous application. A Braille user is able to do all of this without the need to shift his or her hands between the Braille display and the keyboard so as to increase efficiency. MacBraille's integration of Braille and speech provides the ability to issue frequently used speech commands such as read line and stop speech directly from the Braille display. With the touch cursors, the user can perform mouse clicks, begin or end a drag operation, and even get information about text attributes and graphics. Chapter 5, MacBraille Functions. This chapter describes the Braille commands that can be issued from the satellite Braille display and uses the convention Braille Key Description of Action. Refer to the README First document on the Outspoken CD for any changes to this command interface. 5.1, Front Panel Keys. In the center of the front panel, there are four long buttons that are named from left to right, left, up, down, and right. There are also two round buttons, one on the left named Home, and one on the right named Cursor. The Pro models of the satellite also have tumbler keys. Tumbler 1 is on the left, and Tumbler 2 is on the right. The main navigation commands, up, down, left, and right, permit the Braille display to move freely within a window, independent of the insertion point, providing access to all text, graphics, and controls. Here is a list of the Braille keys and their function. Braille left key moves the display left. If you are already at the beginning of a line, the display moves up to the end of the previous line and Outspoken will read that line. Braille up key. The Braille display moves up to the beginning of the previous line and Outspoken will read that line. Braille down key. The Braille display moves down to the beginning of the next line and Outspoken will read that line. Braille right key moves the display right. If the display is at the end of the line, a display moves down to the beginning of the next line and Outspoken will read that line. Braille home key. This key silences Outspoken. It also functions as a modifier key used in conjunction with other keys on the Braille display. Braille cursor key toggles between find eye bar and find pointer. Tumblr 1. Pro series only. Pushing this key to the left is the same as the Braille left key. Pushing it to the right is the same as the Braille right key. Tumblr 2, Pro Series only, same as Tumblr 1. And Home Cursor finds highlighted text or graphics. 5.2 Satellite Keypads. The satellite Braille display has two groupings of six keys that are referred to as satellite keypads. Each keypad consists of four smaller keys that form a circle, and two larger keys that are located to the left and right of this circle, enclosing it. One keypad is known as the Macintosh Navigation Keypad, and the other is known as the Speech Keypad. These keypads can be switched using the local mode of the satellite Braille display. Refer to the documentation that came with your satellite Braille display for information on this feature. 5.2.1 Macintosh Navigation Keypad. The Macintosh Navigation Keypad is typically the right satellite keypad on the Braille display. It emulates the main Macintosh keyboard commands. The six keys on the Macintosh Navigation Keypad are referred to as up pad and down pad, the keys at the top and bottom of the inner circle. Left pad and right pad, the keys at the left and right of the inner circle, back tab and forward tab, the outermost keys on the left and right of the keypad. Forward tab moves the highlight from the currently selected item in a finder window to the next item alphabetically, or moves the focus to the next control in a dialog box. The Macintosh keyboard equivalent is tab. Back tab moves the highlight from the currently selected item in a finder window to the previous item alphabetically, or moves the focus to the previous control in a dialog box. The Macintosh keyboard equivalent is shift tab. Up pad moves the highlight from the currently selected item to the item above it, or moves the cursor to the previous line. The Macintosh keyboard equivalent is arrow up. Down pad moves the highlight from the currently selected item to the item below it, or moves the cursor to the next line. The Macintosh keyboard equivalent is arrow down. Left pad moves the highlight from the currently selected item to the left of it, or moves the cursor to the previous character. The Macintosh keyboard equivalent is arrow left. Right pad moves the highlight from the currently selected item to the right of it, or moves the cursor to the next character. The Macintosh keyboard equivalent is arrow right. Home forward tab goes to the next application or to the next record slash window in some applications. The Macintosh keyboard equivalent is command tab. Home back tab goes to the previous application or to the previous record slash window in some applications. The Macintosh keyboard equivalent is shift command tab. Home up pad may be used to go to the next application or to the next record slash window in some applications. The Macintosh keyboard equivalent is control tab. Home Down Pad. Goes to the previous record slash window. In some applications, the Macintosh keyboard equivalent is Command Option Tab. Home Left Pad. Escapes or cancels a dialog box. The Macintosh keyboard equivalent is ESC Escape. Home Right Pad. Activates the default control in a dialog or enters the Finder's Edit mode for a selected icon. The Macintosh keyboard equivalent is Return. 5.2.2. Speech Satellite Keypad. The speech keypad is typically the left satellite keypad on the Braille display. It emulates frequently used key combinations from the outspoken numeric keypad. The six keys on the speech keypad are referred to as North Pad and South Pad, the keys at the top and bottom of the inner circle, West Pad and East Pad, the keys at the left and right of the inner circle, Left Ear and Right Ear, the outermost keys on the left and right of the keypad. East Pad opens Outspoken Windows menu. The Outspoken command equivalent is Window. West Pad moves Outspoken into the menu bar. The Outspoken command equivalent is Menu. North Pad moves Outspoken to the top left of the window, just beneath the menu bar. The Outspoken command equivalent is Top. South Pad moves Outspoken to the bottom edge of the window. The Outspoken command equivalent is Command Down. Right Ear moves Outspoken to the right edge of the window. The Outspoken command equivalent is Command Right. Left Ear moves Outspoken to the left edge of the window. The Outspoken command equivalent is Command Left. Home East Pad moves Outspoken into the topmost window. The Outspoken command equivalent is Option Top. Home West Pad, Outspoken's Where Am I command announces current application and window. The Outspoken command equivalent is Command Where. Home North Pad scrolls the window up one screen. The Outspoken command equivalent is Scroll, followed by Up. Home South Pad scrolls the window down one screen. The Outspoken command equivalent is Scroll, followed by Down. Home Right Ear cancels any Outspoken operation that is in progress or clicks the Cancel button in most dialogues. The Outspoken command equivalent is Cancel. Home Left Ear reports the current coordinates of the pointer on the screen in tenths of an inch. The Outspoken command equivalent is Where. 5.3 Touch Cursors. Above the Braille cells, there are two rows of buttons that can be used to generate mouse clicks at specific locations and to gain attribute and status information about text and graphics shown on the Braille display. The row of buttons closest to the Braille cells are known as touch cursors. The row of buttons above the touch cursors are known as double touch cursors. Touch cursor mouse click or routes the insertion point to that position. The Outspoken command equivalent is Select. Home touch cursor performs a double click at that position. The Outspoken command equivalent is Command Option Down. Double touch cursor provides text, style, and graphic information at that position. The Outspoken command equivalent is Info. Home double touch cursor either begins or ends a drag operation at that position. The Outspoken command equivalent is Drag / Release. Chapter 6, Braille Representations. This chapter describes the format of the Braille shown on the display. 6.1 Text. MacBraille uses Grade 0 Braille, also known as Computer Braille. This representation uses dots 1 to 6 to represent each individual character, dot 7 to represent a capital letter, dot 8 to represent an underlined character. See the outspoken Braille table document for a complete list of the Braille codes that are used by MacBraille for representing characters and symbols. The Macintosh uses an extensive character set, although most people only encounter a very small subset of these characters. Only the most commonly used characters have been assigned Braille representations in the built-in Braille table used by MacBraille. Those characters that have not been defined are represented by dots 6, 7. Advanced users may wish to define or redefine the Braille characters used by MacBraille. See Section 6.6 for instructions on how to create a user-defined Braille table. 6.2. Graphics. The Macintosh operating system is very graphical. Icons and symbols are used to represent objects, files, disks, printers, etc., and window components, scroll bars, close boxes, etc. Some applications may also use graphics and symbols to represent controls, make text italic, bold, etc. Special brackets are used to represent graphics and symbols. If the icon is named within the outspoken graphics dictionary, this name will appear within the brackets. If the icon is not named in the outspoken graphics dictionary, the word icon or symbol will appear within the brackets. The opening bracket representing a graphic is dots 1, 2, 3, 7, 8. The closing bracket representing a graphic is dots 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 6.3. Controls. Controls are used to tell the Macintosh how to proceed with a specific action. The user may click on a push button, OK, cancel, save, etc., check or uncheck a checkbox, or turn a radio button on or off. Specific brackets are used to represent controls. Within the brackets, a special code will represent the type and state of the control, as well as the text associated with the control. The opening bracket representing a control is dots 1, 2, 3, 8. It is followed immediately by one of the following characters that represents the type and state of the control. Lowercase b equals push button. Capital B equals push button is on. Lowercase r equals radio button is off. Capital R equals radio button is on. Lowercase x equals checkbox is not checked. Capital X equals checkbox is checked. The text associated with the control is separated from the control character by a single space. The closing bracket representing a control is dots 4, 5, 6, 7. Note, push buttons normally do not have an on state. However, the Finder now uses push buttons as column headings when windows are in list view. The columns can then be sorted by clicking on one of these headings. The heading that is selected is represented in Braille with the capital B. 6.4. Text styles. The style of text, bold, italic, highlight, etc., can convey very important information. Bold text may represent the default item. Italicized text may represent an alias to an object. Highlighted text or graphics may indicate what is going to be affected by the next action you take. Special brackets are used to represent text that has a text style other than underline. Underlined text is represented by dot 8 and will not appear within text style brackets unless it has an additional style associated with it. The opening bracket representing text with a style other than underline is dots 2, 3, 8. The closing bracket representing text with a style other than underline is dots 5, 6, 7. To determine the style associated with the text enclosed within the brackets, press the double-touch cursor above the text. 6.5. Mouse pointer and insertion point. The mouse pointer, outspoken pointer, is represented in Braille by dots 7, 8 in its own cell. within text. This means that it can appear in front of a word, at the end of a word, or even in the middle of a word. For graphics, the mouse pointer will always appear after the closing bracket. If the mouse pointer is removed to one of the edges, it will not appear on the Braille display. The insertion point, also known as the caret or I bar, is represented in Braille by 2, 3, 5, 6, 7, 8 in its own cell. This means that it can appear in front of a word, at the end of a word, or even in the middle of a word. 6.6 Braille Table. MacBraille uses a built-in grade 0 Braille table. However, an advanced user may wish to use different Braille representations. At startup, Outspoken will check the Preferences folder for the presence of a file named Outspoken Braille Table. If it is present, Outspoken will load this table into memory and MacBraille will use it. If the Outspoken Braille Table file is not present in the Preferences folder at startup, MacBraille will default to the built-in Braille table. Because the Braille table is set during startup, any changes to the Braille table require the computer to be restarted before the changes will take place. 6.6.1 Creating and using your own Braille table. To create your own Braille table, do the following. 1. Open the copy of the Outspoken Braille table that is located on the Outspoken CD in the Documents folder. 2. Make the desired changes. All Braille characters must be listed in the document. Any Braille character that is omitted from the table will not be represented on the Braille display. Each line in the Braille table represents a Braille character and is in the format char equals apostrophe number apostrophe, where char, C-H-A-R, is any single character as typed from the keyboard or represented as a two-digit hexadecimal number, and number is a number within apostrophes representing the dot or dots used to create the corresponding Braille character. Multi-cell characters can be represented by separating the character dot patterns by a comma. Examples: lowercase a equals apostrophe 1 apostrophe. Capital A equals apostrophe 1 7 apostrophe. 0F equals apostrophe 6 7 apostrophe. 11 equals apostrophe 1 4 7 comma 1 3 4 comma 1 4 5 comma 3 6 apostrophe. 3. Save the document to the Preference folder inside the System folder. Be sure to name the file Outspoken Braille Table. 4. Restart the computer. 6.6.2 Removing a user-defined Braille table. To force MacBraille to use the default built-in Braille table, move the Outspoken Braille Table document from the Preferences folder inside the System folder to the trash and restart the computer. 6.7 Spatial Representation. MacBraille does not represent what appears on the screen spatially on the Braille display. This means that tabs, multiple spaces, etc. within a line are all reduced to a single space on the Braille display. If there is space at the beginning of a line, none is shown on the Braille display. This concludes the installation guide and MacBraille manual. The Outspoken quick tour is on the reverse side at the beginning of the tape.